Well, it was quite an eventful day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Joe, I got to figure out a way to help these guys more than I'm helping them right now, we're just going to keep searching for the answers that need to be found. But right now, I haven't found the one that has been able to make us play defensively the way that we think we need to play, the way I felt like our team played last year, especially in the second half of the season. And that's my problem to fix. That's the one that I get paid the money to fix. And so, it's a good thing we can score. We're a very good offensive team. We took care of the ball today, which I was glad to see. But we don't have an edge defensively, and we just kind of let people do what they want to do. And I haven't hit the right notes with this team defensively yet. And we've got a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to do it in.
Kind of fell behind early, down 7, and then go on this 15-0 run, go to the locker room up 12, seem to have a chance right there to kind of take command of the game. What happened in that first couple of minutes of the second half?
We just came out and we turned the ball over. We had guys that we didn't come out of halftime properly, and they hit a couple of shots, and then all of a sudden they get their head up, and it's the same. You know, here's the difference in college basketball, Joe, from 10, 15, 20 years ago. Everybody has good players. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got guys that can score and shoot, and it used to be that a Tennessee Martin wouldn't have a guy like Hudson, okay? But now not only do they have a guy like Hudson, but they got a guy like Robinson. Mm-hmm. And so anytime you go in and take anything less than feeling like it's going to take your very best, then you're setting yourself up for – a disappointment. Now, whether that disappointment comes in the form of a victory like it did today, mm-hmm. or whether it comes in the form of a loss like it will soon if we don't get things rectified, then that's another matter. But again, I just haven't done a good enough job defensively, and went on a recruiting trip last night with a couple of my coaches, and it actually brought us to laughter, because as we started our fall workouts, all we worked on was defense. We didn't put an offensive thing. We didn't talk about offense until we started practice on October the 13th. Mm-hmm. All we did was defense, and it hasn't hit yet. And I'm worried, and we've got to fix it.
Go back to that point in the second half, Kevin, with a couple minutes gone, and you put the starters on the bench. How much of that was message sending, and how much of that was just trying to find some combination that was going to work?
No, that was 100% message sending, because on the one hand, I've got an extremely coachable team with really nice kids, nice guys on it, really good people. But on the other hand, they're still not truthfully buying into what I'm selling about defense. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to fix it. and right now, Joe, I would tell you it's one of these things that it won't be fixed on Monday, mm-hmm. because it's too broken. Mm-hmm. It needs to be fixed here in the next week or so, or we've got some issues. And so or at least it needs to be on the way to being fixed in the next week or so. So, again, I think that we have a mentality that we know we can score. I think we have a mentality we know we're really good in close games. Mm-hmm. And for both of those things, I'm grateful and appreciative and happy, because those are obviously both things that we do well. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to win in our league the way that we want to win, think we can win, and have the talent to win if I can't get them to play the way we need to play defensively.
How frustrating was it for you? It seemed like tonight when they get the ball, you get the ball into AJ a lot, he was just getting hammered, and it had to be frustrating for him.
It's frustrating for him, and it's frustrating for me. I was ready to get a T, because I just thought You know, and I kept saying to the officials, you know, he's just getting killed.
Yep.
He's getting killed when he's posting up. He's getting killed on the catch. He's getting killed when he shoots it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, AJ did a great job today of playing through that and not getting frustrated. And I was particularly pleased with that for him.
Talk about a couple of guys. Did you ask Darshawn to be more offensive-minded today? It appeared he certainly was in the first half especially.
Darshawn's just an active guy, and we need Darshawn's aggressiveness and his activity. He's a very consistent effort giver in practice. I mean, he really gives you a great amount of energy and effort every day in practice. And so I think it was just a kind of a result of what he's been doing in practice. And it's a shame because I thought he got fouled a few times too. But nevertheless, we need Darshawn's energy, and it was good that he played well today.
We saw Jamie for the first time today. Had you anticipated playing him today, and talk about him a little bit?
Well, Jamie's played very well in practice, and I had told him a couple of days ago that, you know, Jamie, I'm going to put you in on Saturday, and you're going to play, and I said it in front of the entire team. I was bound to it, but it was because of how he's played in practice. He brings a good energy level and a good toughness level, especially defensively in practice. And he earned the minutes that he got today. And those were not minutes that were born out of my frustration with how the rest of our team was playing. Those were minutes that he earned.
Short turnaround, isn't it?
It is a short turnaround. And again, like I said, we got a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to get there. You know, we'll go grade the film right now and figure out what we have to do and meet with our team and have a workout and tomorrow and try to get ready again for Monday.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.